Treatment operations at a hazardous waste processing facility in Detroit have been paused since the summer. U.S. Ecology South, which has faced dozens of violations in the last decade, is located near the intersection of I-94 and I-75. The facility came under the ownership of Republic Services in 2022. The company has begun meeting with the community to hear nearby residents' concerns. Russ Nocke is Vice President of Public and Government Affairs for Republic Services. WDET's Laura Herberg caught up with him after a recent community meeting. Nocke tells Herberg that the pause in treatment operations came after groundwater was found to have compromised tanks at the plant, and Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, or EGLE, began investigating.
As a part of those investigations with EGLE and our own efforts as well, there were other matters that were identified that need to be addressed. There were, in some cases, some integrity issues with a couple of the tanks as well. So as those tanks are now paused and operations are paused, we have the opportunity to go in with engineers and resources and make the necessary repairs as approved by EGLE. The eventual plan is to replace all of the tanks and put in added liners and added redundancies and added capabilities so that facility is fully enclosed and has no potential capacity for outside impact.
And what kinds of materials would be stored in those tanks?
Well, the incoming waste that arrives at the facility is really going to be the byproduct of manufacturing industrial activity, not just in Metro Detroit, but really throughout Michigan. And that volume can change with a great degree of frequency. One type of material that you might see on one day, it may be a few more days before that particular industrial facility sends that material back again. So there's a lot of variation in terms of what's processed, but ultimately it's byproduct of industrial activity, manufacturing activity.
And then, so tell me what needs to happen in order for U.S. Ecology South to resume operations.
So we are working with EGLE. We have on a number of things, a work improvement plan, a groundwater investigation plan, but we are working with them also on what we presume would ultimately be a consent order. The way to think about it would be an agreement between a facility and a regulator that talks about improvements. Sometimes it's operational improvements, sometimes it's information as well that's data that's collected and shared. But it's essentially an agreement between those parties, a facility and a regulator, about a path forward.
And so tell me when you all started getting feedback from the community on this plant in particular and what you've taken away from that process.
So Republic Services acquired U.S. Ecology a little over a year ago. And since that time, we have been going out into the community and engaging where we can. I'd say the last 6 months, there's been a high degree of community engagement going to meetings such as this, certainly to update on what's happening operationally at the facilities, but also to listen and to understand and to begin to reset where we can relations and try to find some commonalities so that we can all move forward together.
And what have you heard from the community?
Well, you hear a lot of things. I think that for me, a common message that I hear is that people recognize that this facility provides a service that's necessary, but they want to see that the facility is the safest that it possibly can be. The good news is so do we, and that's what we're working on right now, and it's what we're working with EGLE on as well.
We also heard tonight a lot of community members express concerns about smells. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
Sure. So our view is that there should not be off-site impacts, whether you're talking about odor or you're talking about dust or whatever. Our view is that if there is odor, it needs to be on-site where processing has occurred, and we have systems, which we do at our facilities, to control that odor and keep it on-site. So, yes, the input that we, that we hear from the community with respect to odor is something that we take very seriously, and we work very hard to respond to. And, you know, the way we do that is, you know, can vary sometimes based on, you know, circumstance. But in the case of the Detroit South facility, when it was operating, we were conducting daily odor patrols. We brought in a third-party consultant to help us understand the different data points that not only the community had, that Eagle had, that but we had from our own odor patrols with respect to data or with respect to odor, to see if there's anything more that could be done operationally to further control odor on site. But end of day, our view is there should be no off-site impacts from our facilities. That's part of being a good neighbor, and that's what we're about.
And the community tonight also expressed that they would like to see this facility shut down permanently. Is that an option that you all are considering at all?
Well, I think I'd clarify and make one clarifying point to your question. It wasn't the community writ large. There were certain individuals present tonight who had that particular point of view. And what we can do is receive that, listen to it, and respect that perspective, just like any other perspective. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to agree on everything and every perspective, but we nevertheless respect what we hear, and that tells me that we've got a lot more work to do with the community to help them understand who we are, what we do, how much we care about this community, and identify some ways, some commonalities for us to move forward together.
That was Russ Naki, the Vice President of Public and Government Affairs for Republic Services. He spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg.